Hey guys, happy Tuesday. This is Mark with another OSM Audivo. Hopefully you enjoyed your snowy Monday. If not, well, enjoy snowy Tuesday because there's still tons of snow on the ground. This week our theme is Let There Be Light. And it's kind of just going from Genesis chapter 1 verse 3 where God speaks to the darkness. There's nothing but darkness. And God, all of a sudden, he speaks into that situation. He says, let there be light. And all of a sudden, there's light. Out of nowhere, God speaks light into darkness, and then he separates the darkness from the light. But I think what God did in Genesis, in the beginning of time, that account and that record, is something that he's doing and he has done throughout the course of history, and he's still doing in lives today. There's so much contrast between darkness and light, and light and darkness, they can't coexist. It's impossible. You think of movies like Star Wars and Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter, and there's a constant tension between this light and this darkness, between good and evil. And the same thing's true in our life. There's good and there's evil, and we have to make a decision in which side are we going to live for. What are we going to, where, which direction is our life going towards? Is it going towards the light or is it going towards darkness? And there's so much to say about it. But what I emphasized on Friday and what I just want to start off the week with is how safe and comfortable the darkness feels sometimes. It's alluring. It draws us in. It feels secure. We hide in darkness. We have secrets, and pretty much when we have secrets, we're deceptive, and we start deceiving, we start lying, we start hiding the truth, and then we find ourselves walking in darkness, not even realizing it sometimes, and we feel so trapped. After we've felt so secure, we feel like this is the place to hide, this is good, this is safe, and then all of a sudden we start being afraid, because with darkness comes fear, and we start realizing that we're not as safe as we thought we were, but we don't know how to escape the darkness that we're in. And what I need you guys to know today, and what we always have to remember, is that God is the only one that can speak light into darkness. And it just takes a word, it takes a moment from God to speak into your situation where you feel like darkness surrounds you, and God can penetrate that darkness with life. God's light and God's love is your escape through whatever situation that you're going through right now. And it just takes words from God. And it's hard for us to imagine God creating light, because all we know is light in existence. We see the sun, we see the moon, we see the stars, we see light bulbs, and we enjoy all that stuff, but God created that, and God can still create that. And we have to see him as that all-powerful being, that all-powerful creator who can speak into a situation. And sometimes we feel far from God. Sometimes the situations and things that we've set up in our own life and the decisions we've made push us further and further away from hope and joy and peace. But those are the things that God's light brings into your life. It's hope and peace and joy. And I just want you guys to know today that if you feel like you're hidden in darkness, all you have to do is ask God. And he'll break through that darkness with light, with love, with hope and peace. He'll remove fear, and all of a sudden you'll start to see things like you've never seen them before. His light and his love will illuminate your path, and you'll be able to see where it is you're supposed to go instead of stumbling around in the dark. I know I'm using a lot of metaphors, guys, but God wants to open our eyes to see things we've never seen before. Jesus spoke of the religious people. He said, you have eyes, but you're blind. And God wants us to be able to see things that are going on. He wants to be able to see our purpose in front of us and be able to walk in those ways. The psalmist said, though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. But the choice that you have to make today is, do you walk towards the light or towards the darkness? And those are the conversations that we're going to be having this week. What does it mean to walk in light? So hang in there this week, and I believe that God's going to do something pretty amazing in our lives.